Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Con Verizon, mantenerte conectado con tus seres queridos es más fácil de lo que crees. Obtén llamadas a Latinoamérica por nuestra cuenta con Globo Choice por 3 años con una línea nueva en ciertos planes al Nemer. Después, solo $10 al mes. Elige entre 17 países de Latinoamérica como la República Dominicana, Colombia y Cuba. Visita tu tienda Verizon hoy. Escoge uno de 17 países de Latinoamérica y agrega el plan Globo Choice elegido en un plazo de 30 días tras la activación. El crédito de $10 al mes se aplica por 36 meses. Se aplica en términos adicionales. Se incluye hasta 5 horas al mes al país elegido. Se aplican cargos por exceso de uso.
Italia.
Fiesta Americana Travel Tea presenta.
Escuchen esta historia. De hacer quesos a billonario. Lo llaman el zar del yogur griego. Handiu Lukaya nos va a platicar la historia de cómo sin un solo dólar, así como escuchamos, compró una fábrica vieja y fundó un negocio delicioso y multimillonario. El único y auténtico anti-CEO. Y van a saber por qué. I'm so happy to have you here in this show.
So honored to be here.
Really.
Thank you.
Really.
Thank you.
And your story, it's so inspiring. Really, I read about you and I've been, you know, watching all the videos and the interviews and everything. And it's such an amazing and inspiring story. And if you can share it with
sure,
all of us.
Sure, I'm so happy to be here. Actually, you know, maybe 2007, if somebody said I would be sitting in Mexico City with you.
Talking oh, about, come on.
Like how, yeah, it's been an amazing journey, like you said. Personally, I have been blessed to be going through this life journey. It's been amazing for me to learn, see, and most importantly, discover about myself, that things that I could do, things that I can see, things that I can accomplish. But my story begins in the very northeast of Turkey, a Kurdish tribal life.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with my family, farmers.
Farmers.
Yeah, nomads. We are nomads, tribal nomads.
Okay.
And my grandfather was the, you know, respected person of the tribal nomads.
Okay.
And I grew up in these wilderness, you know, mountains. Later on, I went to boarding school. I might be the first one to went to boarding school from my hometown. Our town was next to Euphrates River. So it's a mountain, Euphrates River. But it's Kurdish. And we make cheese and yogurt, small, you know, in the small community.
Yeah. For the village.
For the village.
Yeah.
And you go to the mountains in the summertime as nomads, and then you make what you make, and then wintertime you come back to your village. That's the life. And there's not a day that doesn't go by I don't go back to my childhood. I love every moment of it.
Nice childhood.
And that's very beautiful.
Simple, nice childhood.
Yeah. But the values that you grow with in those small communities, I mean, you don't have judges, you don't have police, you don't have... It's the social control. Mm-hmm. It's the values, like you mentioned, are the ones that you rule by, you live by, and honor, dignity, not the wealth, but necessarily respect. Mm-hmm. And those are the stuff that you grow up with. Later on, university, I get in trouble with the government.
Why? What did you do?
I wrote newspapers
okay.
for Kurdish rights.
Okay.
Human rights
yeah.
violations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And... You know, at that time, Turkey was a very strange place, and you know, democracy, the political environment was not that great, and a lot of my friends left from university in Ankara to Europe, and I was 22 years old, and they took me to jail. I was lucky that I was let go the next day. And
you were in activism. I mean,
yeah,
like, yeah.
I mean, as any students, you
yeah, like we all did when yeah. we were young. And still.
I was against violence. Some of my friends would join the violent version of the trouble, but I was more like, I published my newspaper, you know, demonstrations, et cetera, et cetera. And within 1 month, I had to leave. And I was going to follow all
your
my friends that were going to Europe. And a very strange stuff happened. I was in my brother's small grocery store. I was talking to my friend, and I was saying, I'm going to France. And a stranger heard me and said, don't be stupid, go to America.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Con Verizon, mantenerte conectado con tus seres queridos es más fácil de lo que crees. Obtén llamadas a Latinoamérica por nuestra cuenta con Globo Choice por 3 años con una línea nueva en ciertos planes al Unlimited. Después, solo $10 al mes. Elige entre 17 países de Latinoamérica como la República Dominicana, Colombia y Cuba. Visita tu tienda Verizon hoy. Escoge uno de 17 países de Latinoamérica y agrega el plan Globo Choice elegido en un plazo de 30 días tras la activación. El crédito de $10 al mes se aplica por 36 meses. Se aplica en términos adicionales. Se incluye hasta 5 horas al mes al país elegido. Se aplican cargos por exceso de uso.
And, you know, we are more like an activist, like, I would never go to the capitalist country.
Oh, exactly.
You know, there's no way I... He says, don't talk nonsense. Go.
If bullshit.
You, yeah.
You can't say.
I don't want to... bullshit. I dismissed him, but I kept thinking about what he said, and I saw him next morning, and I said, how do you go to America?
Exactly. To start with.
Yeah, he told me, why don't you go learn English? And I was in my university. I was in a university that I always wanted to go.
You were studying what?
Politics.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And my mother already, you know, making plans of who I should be marrying, you know, all that
yeah.
kind of.
Like in small towns and villages.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I get an acceptance from school in New York, and I went to embassy and they gave me student visa. I was very lucky, and in within 1 month, I went to my village and took permission from my mother. I said I would come back, and I left October 1994 with $3,000 my brothers gave me and a small bag, and with no English, no knowledge, nobody to connect in New York.
Nothing.
Nothing. And that's how my story began.
And New York, which is not an easy city. No. I mean, it's an amazing city, but it's not easy.
Not easy to, it's very overwhelming to come into.
Very.
And it was not planned. I honestly did not have any plan of what I would do next.
Or staying there,
Or staying there. It was just escaping to safety. That month that I was waiting for my visa to come, every day was, this might be my last day. Oh. This might be my last moment. I mean, that's, it's a very, you know, very emotional stage to be in. Then, as any immigrant's journey starts.
Okay.
I thought about I would do a lot of things, but I never thought I would be in business.
Never.
Just never, ever. I literally hate business. I was against, you know...
Capitalism.
Exactly. I was against capitalism. I was against the harshness of money-making and injustice that created. Mm-hmm. Because I really blamed the rich for injustice where I grew up. And we had issues. And the world has issues still. So, first, let me learn English.
That was the first thing.
That's the first thing.
At school? School? No,
school. I have to be in school.
Okay.
But my money ran out in in the first month and a half.
Yeah, of course, $3,000 in New York.
And then I moved from that school to another school, start working and washing dishes or whatever that I would do. And one day, a teacher of mine gave a homework. Mm-hmm. And homework was write something how to make in English.
Okay.
It's like you would give it to elementary school people.
Okay. How to make cheese.
Exactly. I said, okay, I guess I will write how to make cheese. That's all. The following week, the teacher was she's very nervous and maybe angry. I don't know if she has my paper. I'm trying to understand why.
What was going on?
What's going on? And I brought another Turkish student and said, can you translate me what she's telling me? Because I don't understand if she's angry or not. Turns out, she loved my paper.
Okay.
She has a farm in upstate New York. With cows and goats and whatever. And she's inviting me to go up there so we can make cheese together.
No kidding.
Until that moment, I didn't realize New York had farms. I never knew. And it was 4 hours bus ride to this beautiful place, river and trees and cows. It looked like where I grew up, home. And I loved it so much. We made some cheese there that weekend, made some fire. You can see the stars.
Wow, you kissed each other. She was the teacher.
I said, this is home. This is like my... And I told them, can I stay here? I work here. I work for free as long as you let
me. Just let me stay.
Just let me stay. So I stayed there for a year and a half.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's the reason I stayed in America, probably. I would never... I always go back to that farm and that area. If it wasn't that farm, I would probably... I would not leave. I would not stay.
Yeah. What a story.
And that's the area that I learned about America, the people of America, the land, the business, the community, the people with each other. It was magical. And there I started learning English. I went to school again. Because of that, I started making cheese, you know, more. And
okay.
Because of that, I got an opportunity to see that there was this yogurt plant for sale.
Yeah.
And that's where the beginning of the Chobani.
Yeah, I read that. But it's an amazing story also, yeah. Right? Because it was like a coincidence. I don't know. It was like
a combination of a lot of accidents and coincidence.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. And I'm actually... I would say it was lonely, harsh, full of questions, but at the same time, most amazing journey that up to that level. I mean, every day somebody would say, do you want to go this way? I will say, yeah, okay, let's go. You want to go to farm? Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, see, where it's like I describe walking into an unknown in a very open way. I saw this ad that's fully equipped yogurt plant for sale. And I threw it and I picked it back up. I went to see it. And this was this old, 70 years old factory. It was closed by a very large company, Kraft. And they were selling it for $700,000, which was very cheap.
But you had no money.
I had no money, of course. But still, I can tell if you build it. And America had no good yogurt. I mean,
I
come from Turkey. You know, we make good yogurt. And all the big companies in America at the time is full of sugar, very bad, very, very. So I said, I could make some yogurt and people will like it. And when I saw the factory, I called my attorney. And I said to Mario, I just saw a factory. And
American attorney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's he was helping me with the cheese I was making.
Okay.
And he said, Hamdi, one of the largest company in the world, food company in the world, is going out of yogurt business and closing this factory. Who are you to think that you can make something out of this? Who are you? Yeah. I said, okay, that's fair. And then the second thing he said, you don't have money. And yeah. you haven't even paid me for the last 6 months.
You still owe me money.
You still owe me $20,000. through a local bank with a government subsidy and the Small Business Administration loan guarantee, I have the key for this plant in August 15, 2005.
Okay.
And I have no idea what I'm
going to do.
What
to do with it?
And if you come one day, I can show you. In
of course
fact,
I will.
Upstate,
of course, I would love to go.
Middle of nowhere, there is this bar across the street that is bikers, that they're drinking beers and whatever. It's like very strange looking people. And there's this factory, it's small, 70 square feet. Has says 1920 on the wall. It's really
okay.
beaten up and old, you can tell. And I hired four people the first day from
to
that 55. I mean, if one day if I want to open this factory, I will have those four
okay,
people.
Yeah. Okay.
And one, his name is Maria. She was working in that factory for 15 years, answering the calls,
okay.
ordering ingredients. The other one was Rich, who was, who know how to operate the place. You know, he was the manager. Mike, he was a retired but came back, who knew how to fix things. He was a maintenance
okay.
guy.
Okay.
And then it was a Frank who knew how to run this wastewater.
Okay.
Four of those guys and me.
Okay.
We had the first board meeting. And they're looking at me. It's like, okay, the large company is gone. Now this Turkish guy is here. Doesn't seem like he has a lot of money. And we have to make life decisions if we are going to stay here or if we're going to go.
Or go find another work.
Job, yeah,
another
because everybody
job.
Else is gone. And they're asking me, what's the plan? He says, what's the plan? I said, we're going to go to hardware store and we're going to buy some paints and we're going to paint the wall outside.
Okay, at least it's going to be, yeah.
And Mike, the old man, he said, Hamdi, we haven't painted those walls for the last 30 years. First, why is that matter? Second,
exactly.
tell me you have more. You have more.
Any other plans?
Honest to God, I have no plans. I have no other plans. The only thing
you.
I know is we can paint those walls, and everything else is a mystery. Now, I've never done this before. I never studied business. I don't know anyone who's done business before.
Con Verizon, mantenerte conectado con tus seres queridos es más fácil de lo que crees. Obtén llamadas a Latinoamérica por nuestra cuenta con Globo Choice por 3 años con una línea nueva en ciertos planes al Unlimited. Después, solo $10 al mes. Elige entre 17 países de Latinoamérica como la República Dominicana, Colombia y Cuba. Visita tu tienda Verizon hoy. Escoge uno de 17 países de Latinoamérica y agrega el plan Globo Choice elegido en un plazo de 30 días tras la activación. El crédito de $10 al mes se aplica por 36 meses. Se aplica en términos adicionales. Se incluye hasta 5 horas al mes al país elegido. Se aplican cargos por exceso de uso.
None of the people with me, they're factory workers, they have never run a company or run business before. And the business that we're getting in, yogurt business, is two multinational big companies that owns majority of the market.
Okay.
And it's one of the hardest things to do in US is to get into the retail business. So the odds are very, very small for me to make out of
to
this.
To succeed.
Survive. So the only thing I have is I can paint the walls. That I know.
Okay.
Plus, I don't have a lot of money, only have a few $100,000 outside of what we bought. And that was summer of 2005. March 2007, I launched yogurt, Chobani, in that factory.
No.
Yeah, 2007, March 2007. By 2012, that factory was making $1 billion worth of yogurt.
Wow.
Yeah, and we never raised one penny from outside as a capital.
Never?
Never.
No investors?
No investors at that time. Until 2013, I get in trouble. That four people became 1,000 people. In that factory, I would make one pallet of yogurt every 15 seconds. It's crazy what
it's
happened.
It's crazy. I mean, imagine it.
Yeah.
You know?
It is, I go back I go back and I talk about this all the time. And Rich is still there. Maria just got retired like 2 months ago. I was in her retirement party. Frank is still working.
Wow.
And Mike is retired long time ago. So in the whole town changed. The whole area has changed. The farms changed. Later on, we built another factory in Idaho. Today, we are, you know, close to $3 billion in sales. We're still 100% independent. And, you know, I always go back to the moment that we said, we don't know what we're going to do next.
Okay.
We have a lot of shortcomings. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough knowledge. The world is scary. We don't know if we're going to survive. We have two options. We can sit around and wonder what we're going to do, or we can start painting the walls.
Let's start painting the walls. Exactly. So you have to start with something, yes. Right? Yeah.
And there's the magic in that action that every time we face, and I say this all the time, we are here for refugees this week. Hope we can talk about this a little bit, is a lot of issues we are facing. And in contrary, it's so much, and sometimes it's impossible to imagine the, how you can fix all these problems or the challenges. But when you start from somewhere,
one step at a time, one cup at a time,
1 minute at a time.
Well, but in your story, it was only 5 years.
Yeah.
How do you do that? I mean, if you go back and think, and what would you say it happened? Like, I know it's hard work, very hard work. There's no other formula, right?
Yeah.
But what was it? Your gut? Well, what was it?
Well, first, I made the most delicious yogurt I've ever been made in America. That really took me 2 years to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
The formula.
I was so crazy about it.
You in the kitchen?
Still, that's yogurt. I made it.
This was
2 years ago, 3 years ago. I started. So the food had to be great. Had to be simple. Simple ingredients, perfect flavor, perfect
lean,
strawberries.
Right?
Yeah, everything has to be perfect. The second thing is I said, I'm making this for everybody, not just Whole Foods and specialty, you know, in Soho.
Exactly.
But everybody. Everybody should be able to have access to perfect cup of yogurt. The third thing is I have to keep this very simple. The reason I want to keep this simple is two reasons. One, if I make it complicated, I won't understand because I don't have the knowledge. So I have to keep it simple.
It was in your own benefit, right?
For my own benefit. So I kept it like a mom and pop store.
Okay.
Like let's say we are in an Italian mom and pop stores in New York. How much inventory you have? How much you sold? How much money you have? How much profit you have?
How much
you owe to anybody else? It's so simple. I tell sometimes to people, Adele, I ran Chobani on QuickBooks until it was $700 million. QuickBooks is an accounting, I don't know if you know, QuickBooks is an accounting software that only you do in your home calculations or personal tax returns or whatever. I kept it very simple. The other part is I never paid attention other than being able to pay bills and people and
that
farmers and all that stuff. To me, it wasn't about how much money I was going to make and how rich I was going to become. I just wanted to get to the second mountain. I was just going to go to the next mountain. I was just going to see what was going to happen next.
And surprise yourself.
And surprise myself. And the way that is, how can I make sure that I don't repeat the people who closed this factory and make something else? That comes to anti-CEO playbook.
Yeah.
Is how do I make sure that people are treated differently, truly? The people who are making the yogurt. How do I make sure that community is involved? It's not just mine, but everybody's involved. How do I make sure that we have broader, mindset of affecting people in a positive way?
Mm-hmm.
And that is reason is I go back to my childhood is what was the reason that I hated businesses?
Mm-hmm.
It was that selfish. It was just self-interest. So what I was trying to do is not to be the guy who I hated.
You hated before.
Growing up, yeah.
Yeah.
And when I wake up, people said, well, you guys built something that never been done before. We didn't even know what we had done until, but
you were just working and doing yoga.
Exactly. 5 years, I never left the factory. Almost killed myself.
See?
When I left, and then when I wake up, they say, well, you guys built something never been done before. Now, I go back. The old company were operating that factory for 70 years. One day, they decided they were going to close it because the math didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And the decision is made in Chicago in an old, you know, big tower buildings with people in suits and ties.
Yeah.
The price was paid by the people who were working in the factory.
Mm-hmm.
And the community paid the price because they were the one who was blamed. The same exact people built, making the same type of products in the same factory, built it 100 times better than ever before. And we go back to that moment and say, when that company announced that they were going to close that factory, it was one of the worst days of
their life.
5 years later, they said that day was best day of their life.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now it's 100 times better. Now the community is flourishing. It comes down to this sometimes.
And they're kind of your partners also.
Oh, yeah, they are all my partners. They're all my partners. And sometimes you look at challenges that we face and you say, there is an opportunity in it.
But when you're in there, in that problem, you don't see the opportunity, right?
No. You see how like you survive every
day. Yeah.
You
exactly.
Survive every day.
First you have to survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you are through a bad moment, you know, you just like, yeah. What do I do?
I could have run out of business, bankrupt, 100 times during this journey if I was one little bit off this way,
yeah.
Or a little bit too late, or a little bit too early. It was a combination of a lot of accidents.
Yeah, and it's magic.
It's magic.
And you were in trouble when?
2013.
What happened?
I built a factory in Idaho. I did some crazy stuff. I go all the way to the other side of the country. And I said, okay, I'm going to build another one because there's no capacity left in New York.
Okay.
And I think this is going to go get even bigger. Now the big guys woke up, you know, all these multinational companies. It's like, he's embarrassing us. they copy everything I do, like the cup and everything.
Everything.
Everything. And they have so much money and they have so much resources, of course. So the life becomes very, very difficult. First, they say, we buy you.
That's the first thing they want to do.
Yeah, checkbook comes. It says billions in there.
Get rid of you, right? Hey, they tried to buy you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You make a calculation. You say, how do you spend so many billions?
Yeah.
And you make, every month I have to spend so much money.
You were never tempted?
For a minute.
Just for a minute.
I didn't know what to do with it. How do you spend that? I've never seen. I sometimes had a hard time to spell. How do you spell billions? I didn't know how to. But when you say no, then you say, okay, we'll do the same thing. So it's a very difficult no.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I said, I should have not have said no. I should have just taken and I was so interested to see what was going to happen next. I think during this whole journey, if there's one moment that I'm so proud of myself, is the moment that I said no to them.
Wow.
Yeah. And it made my life extremely difficult from that moment on. But I learned a lot. I saw a lot. Yeah. We built a factory in Idaho in 1 year, 1.2 million square feet, and spent $1 billion.
Huge.
That's built. Like, yeah. I said, Hamdi, you haven't sold one cup from here. We don't have any market study that anyone will buy more.
Con Verizon, mantenerte conectado con tus seres queridos es más fácil de lo que crees. Obtén llamadas a Latinoamérica por nuestra cuenta con Globo Choice por 3 años con una línea nueva en ciertos planes al Unlimited. Después, solo $10 al mes. Elige entre 17 países de Latinoamérica como la República Dominicana, Colombia y Cuba. Visita tu tienda Verizon hoy. Escoge uno de 17 países de Latinoamérica y agrega el plan Globo Choice elegido en un plazo de 30 días tras la activación. El crédito de $10 al mes se aplica por 36 meses. Se aplica en términos adicionales. Se incluye hasta 5 horas al mes al país elegido. Se aplican cargos por exceso de uso.
If you're wrong, you're going to lose everything.
Do you have a business plan or something?
Hear somebody telling you something in your dream. I didn't have to go that fast. I could have just gone a little slower. And I had some quality problems. And we had to bring some product back. And that caused some issue. That was 2013. And so I had to sell 20% of the company to pay down all my debt.
Okay.
But then later on, I collected.
You buy them again?
I bought them. Yeah, bought them back.
Oh.
So now my partners are only nurses, pension fund. You know, it's 15% of Canada.
Okay.
And no financial institutions, no hedge funds, nobody's involved.
Nothing. No. Okay.
Only employees.
Which are your partners?
Just my partners.
Okay. What kind of partners are they? Do they have a say-so? Because you are the anti-CEO.
Right.
And you name, I mean...
Every decision I make, I go to them. I just did a big meetings with workers at the factory. We talk about this. I think there are a couple of things that everybody cares. What kind of food we make, commitment that we make that at Chobani, what kind of food we make. Now we make yogurt, we make coffee creamers, we make oat milk. We just have another coffee company called La Colombe. So companies...
I know, Colombe, right?
Yeah, bigger, yeah. La Colombe in New York.
You know? See?
So it's part of Chobani now. So the red lines that we won't cross, we have to make simple ingredients, wholesome ingredients, make it perfect. So that's number one. Two is the reason of our existence is making an impact. The work that we do on refugees and community mm-hmm. and immigrants and, you know, environment.
When did you start doing that?
That's very early on. I say like 2009.
Okay.
I started in that work. But it was in Chobani. And 2016, I launched Tent. And Tent is our foundation, my personal foundation, that works with businesses to hire refugees, immigrants all around the world. We are in 12 countries.
We have a very serious problem in the world with that right now.
100%.
I mean,
a business is the solution for this. I saw it in my own home. So the company, the employees really want to have a return on their shares. And I guess that brings up, should we be a public company? Should we do an IPO? Mm. Should we not? How do we get return on those shares so they can people use it in their needs? We have a very small board, a couple of people. We make decisions really fast.
That's the key also, right? Like,
except, yeah.
What do you say? What do you say? Shall we go?
I was coming here with Samantha. Samantha is here. He's right there. Samantha is our CEO here, Chobani, Mexico. And this week we are literally launching Chobani here, even though we've been here for 4 years. And she said, what do you think we should do 2 years from now or 1 year from now? And we talked about this. I said, well, Samantha, if we think that we can do this in 1 year, I think we should do this and this and this.
Okay.
Okay, that makes sense. We decide, done.
Okay, great.
And she agrees.
In the car.
And I'm going to spend time with her today and tomorrow. That she builds a Chobani, Mexico, with hundreds of people already, a good market share, growing 70-80% year over year. It brought something and say, okay, you guys make a decision. I support me 100%. I have some knowledge that I can contribute.
If you need,
yeah,
right? If you need.
Yeah. But it's a very people-centered culture that is built in minutes of long time. can happen overnight. It has to have all the time. And I've been in it, you know, every step of the way. And I get a chance to have a conversation about it with you, but filled with heroes, filled with amazing, amazing people that built this company from what it was to what it is
today. You couldn't have done it by yourself, right?
I mean, no one does.
No one does. Yeah. And what's the culture?
We say we are shepherds and warriors.
Okay.
You know, Chobani means shepherd.
Yeah, I know.
And we love doing the right things, but we are also very competitive. We love fighting for the right reason. And, you know, it's this entrepreneurial, little looking at completely different perspective. More, my fight today is how do I not become a bureaucratic big company?
Exactly. That's what I wanted to ask you. What's the difference between your company and another very big company as big as yours?
Yeah.
And what's the difference between you being a billionaire now, so rich, and another billionaire that those you hated before?
Yeah.
Those you used to hate before.
Well, I haven't reached, I don't have billions in my pocket yet, but we'll.
Your company.
My company is worth. So I can tell you from the speed we can make, fail, make again, fail, and then make again, succeed by the time the big company make a decision to make first time.
Okay. Okay.
So we can be three times faster. Very fast.
A shortcut, right?
Yeah. We can. Okay. So time is extremely important.
Okay.
People can make decisions without going committee over committee over committee. So between me and Samantha or someone who's running in the factory and running a machine is a very direct line. So we don't have so many committees, so many bureaucratic things. So that's that part.
And the culture. That's culture. I think it's very important, you know.
And that's culture. People tell me, Hamdi, what does it take to build a culture or brand? You know, it's not what you write in the walls. It's what happens within the walls. How do you act every day? How do you interact in a good days? But most importantly, how do you act in a bad days?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, and how people feel when they are in there. Do they feel themselves? Or do they have to pretend to be somebody else? You know, these are not big ideas, but it's very difficult to live up every second, every minute, unless you mean it, because you cannot pretend all the time.
No, you cannot.
You cannot. It's better to be real than false pretending. You know, my fight every day is how do I preserve that? But then the shortcoming of that, Adele, is often in those places is a lot of weight in the shoulders of few.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you have the weight on the shoulders of few,
it's a very heavy burden.
So how do you make sure it's sustainable to grow?
Yeah.
But not to have how do I make myself
on your shoulders.
Useless? How do I make Samantha useless? How do I make so many people useless? Is that's the challenge and that's the balance.
Has success changed you at all? I mean, we all change. Yeah. No, we grow. I mean, not only biological growth, but we grow.
I mean, look, I value money. Don't get me wrong. I think wealth is a good thing if it's used for you, for your family. Life can get easier. There's nothing shame. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, not at all.
But a lot of stuff that is very important in life, money has no effect on it. And I was very fortunate to know that before I started my journey. Made some downs and ups,
same.
I have to say. I learned. A lot of my friends says there's not much has changed.
They're still the same friends?
Some of them say. Some of them say you're different. I don't know.
Yeah. But what do you think of yourself? I mean, that's the most important thing. I mean.
Yeah. You know, this is a field that you go in that you're not going to be the same person coming out. Just reality. It's going to be a give and take. You just hope what you gain and what you lost, you're in a positive place.
Yeah, of course.
You know, that's the hope. I think I'm in a positive place, but I think I'll give that. You know, somebody asked to Warren Buffett, says, what is success? And I love him. I love what he said. He said, success is in the end is people that you wish that love you in the end, that they truly love you.
Yeah.
Is that the truth?
That's success.
And in that sense, I think I'm lucky.
Are you friends with all those rich guys?
I know them. I know them a lot. I some of them I respect a lot. Some of them...
Not so much.
Not so much.
I mean, you have dinner together.
The part is... I sometimes go back to Turkey. We grow up. And then you name the name of the families and rich. And
yeah.
And they think that they come from Mars and they come from another planet. You know, be part of this world, you had to be coming from a different background and speak differently. And me coming from, you know, a nomad from the small village, we grew up thinking that we were the chosen ones.
Yeah.
Because we were the ones who would go to the mountains. We were the one closer to the stars.
Yeah.
We would drink the water from the snow melt first time, where everybody else was down there.
Yeah, right? Of course.
We would eat the freshest and the most delicious ones. And we would be sad, the people who stayed behind. So I was lucky to grow up thinking that I was a chosen.
Yeah, you were blessed.
I was,
you know, you were blessed.
Nothing wrong with me. I don't know why, somehow, this happened. Maybe America a little different, but in Mexico I see this, in Turkey I see this, that the people who are involved in commerce, people involved in business in a large scale, somehow created this environment that people from distance, from mountains, from the villages, or from the neighborhoods say, that's not for me, I won't be able to make it there.
Con Verizon, mantenerte conectado con tus seres queridos es más fácil de lo que crees. Obtén llamadas a Latinoamérica por nuestra cuenta con Globo Choice por 3 años con una línea nueva en ciertos planes al Unlimited. Después, solo $10 al mes. Elige entre 17 países de Latinoamérica como la República Dominicana, Colombia y Cuba. Visita tu tienda Verizon hoy. Escoge uno de 17 países de Latinoamérica y agrega el plan Globo Choice elegido en un plazo de 30 días tras la activación. El crédito de $10 al mes se aplica por 36 meses. Se aplica en términos adicionales. Se incluye hasta 5 horas al mes al país elegido. Se aplican cargos por exceso de uso.
And I tell everyone, if you're going to take one out of my story, it's not, look what I have done. It's this, there's nothing to it. Really, there's nothing to it. What they tell you is not true. Anyone can do it if they want to. All it is it's a personal journey. It's got ups and downs, and just like anything else you do. But do not let that fabrication to affect what you want to do.
In life.
In life. In anything.
In anything, basically. Yeah.
And especially in business, because we need diversity of thoughts and thinking and background in business, especially in large scale, because business is one of the most powerful change making in the world. Like yesterday, I announced 50 largest companies, we call it 10th Business Summit, and 10th Mexico, we launched it yesterday, to commit higher refugees and migrants in Mexico.
Okay.
Today, I have 350 companies. With yesterday's 50 commitment, we have 400 companies globally. You're talking about Walmart, FAMSA, you know, Bimbo, and Marriott.
Who
and
committed to, they committed to hire refugees and
refugees and migrants.
Okay.
And thousands of people's life change because businesses say, okay, we're going to hire you. And we make a commitment and say, hey, the minute refugee has a job, that's the minute they stop being a refugee. That's the minute they stand on their own feet. That's the minute they provide to their family. And then your company is going to benefit dramatically because they're the most loyal people.
Yeah.
Yeah? And then innovation comes and affects on the culture. And it's over studies, on economic studies, cultural studies, brand studies we do. I think business can solve many, many problems like this. I saw this in my own company at Chobani when I hired refugees and immigrants. In 2016, I launched Tent. Today, 400 companies all around the world. We asked the consumers in US, in Mexico, says, what do you think of companies who are hiring refugees and immigrants in Mexico?
Okay.
75% of them said we would buy more of their products and services.
Oh.
Favorable. Only 7% said we were unfavorable. Millions of people are crossing from here to go to and find themselves life. 70% of them say, if we will have a chance
would
to
you
work
stay?
In Mexico, we will stay.
Really?
70%. And you have almost 1.5 million gap companies are looking to hire and they can't find the workers in Mexico.
Yeah, also.
So the companies can make these connections. It's good for companies, good for the refugees, good for Mexico, and good for humanity. So business platform is very, very powerful to make changes. Government, of course, we always need policymakers. NGOs, of course, we always need policymakers.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm convinced, if you want to make a sustainable, big changes,
business.
It's business.
Because it's about the money. Because
sustainable.
It's about the money.
Sustainable. And the belief is this core purpose of business is to make money is yesterday's idea.
Really? What's the core?
The core is to make a difference.
Okay.
It's the main purpose of business to make a difference on employees and community and consumers and humanity. But the point is, if you're committed to making difference in all of those, you become more profitable. It just works that way. And you're more innovative. You're faster. And you are tomorrow's company. The young talents wants to come and join you. The consumer wants to buy from you. Right? And you put the hat, your brand in your head and you walk on the street, people say, I love you.
Because they love you, yeah.
You make an emotional connection. You're not a stranger anymore. The main thing is you have to be real. You actually have to. Everyone who
to
works
mean it.
To mean
and
it.
And to be real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And are you planning to do something else in Mexico, like have a factory here or something?
That's what Samantha was asking.
Oh, you see? Samantha. Let's talk.
I find Mexico to be a very natural home for Chobani. I want, for many reasons. One, I love this place. I love the people. Every time I come, I just get deeper. Second is, I think the future of Mexico is so bright. And any company who's not looking at Mexico as a market to invest is not thinking right. This market, what it is actually good, but what's come 5-10 years from now is something that we cannot even imagine. So it's a smart way to do the investment. The third thing is we already have a sign. You know, our company, we already have millions of dollars of sales here, is growing. Samantha and team has done an amazing job. So we are seriously looking into it. The other one, I just made a decision on my trip here, is I'm going to bring some of the global creative and marketing function of Chobani into Mexico City.
Oh.
Yeah. I love
to be based here?
Yeah,
or?
I love the creativity here.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's nice. And do you go back home like every...
Turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, not very often.
Okay.
I don't have my... You know, I have some family members, but maybe this summer we want to go.
Okay.
Last year I went. Before that, it was 4 years ago. I don't go very often. Yeah, life, you know.
I know. You have no time. You lose some stuff, right?
Yeah. Like it takes a lot of time.
When you're in such place and with so much, you know, success, you lose time, you lose, like... Yeah,
but it's an
opportunity.
It's a thing that, you know, you said in my gut is I wish my children spoke Turkish.
Okay.
They don't. I tried, but they don't speak Turkish.
Do you speak to them in Turkish?
I did, and it didn't go anywhere.
How old are they?
My children are small. Aga is 8 years old. His mom is Guatemalan. And he speaks perfect Spanish.
Okay.
Perfect Spanish. And so he's, because of his mother, he spoke Spanish. My wife is French born. And my two children from my wife, Miran and Leila, 6. My daughter is 2 years old.
Wow.
And they speak French.
Yeah.
I have nothing.
Well,
but Turkish food. I make the food every morning.
Turkish
the
food
breakfast.
Is amazing.
They love the
what
food.
Do you do for breakfast?
Oh, all the time.
Other than Chobani.
Yeah, Turkish, Turkish menemen breakfast. They love my breakfast. All the pastries, feta cheese, olives, and the egg dishes that we do in Turkey is most delicious. And then others. Turkish food. So they love Turkish food. They love Turkish music. They have my Turkish football team. Fenerbahce is their team. So a lot of Turkishness going on.
Okay, but not the language. It's hard, no? It's a very hard language. Very you know different. How to say something, you said?
Teşekkür ederim.
Teşekkür ederim, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merhaba.
Merhaba. Merhaba.
How did you? Just
those two. Just those two. Merhaba. Khamsa. No, how do you call the Fatima hand?
We have Nazar.
Which is
this. This is the...
The eye, the evil eye.
The evil eye.
The
this
evil
is very
eye.
Turkish.
Yeah, that's
the
very Turkish.
The hand is not Turkish.
No?
No, that's more like Middle East.
Okay.
More like maybe... Israel or maybe more like Egypt. Or,
Egypt, yeah.
We do this a lot. This is Nazar.
Yeah, the
evil eye.
Well, let me tell you my favorite city in the world.
Istanbul. Yeah. Isn't it amazing?
Wow. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. When did you go last?
Last time I was there maybe 2 years ago.
Okay, so recently.
2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's my favorite city.
Have you been anywhere else in Istanbul, in Turkey?
The coast? Yeah, a little.
Yeah.
But I think Istanbul, it's so beautiful.
It's a very magical place. It's historically.
I mean, you have the East, the West. I mean, that's, wow.
You can only see and live. It's hard to describe.
It's very hard to describe. You have to see it and be there and smell it and, everything. Yeah. And. Yeah, the market, the spice market.
Now I should go.
When was the last time you were there?
I was there. I got an invitation last year in May or June. I think it was right after we were here, that me to go and talk to people in Istanbul.
Okay.
And they were inviting me to go to Champions League's final. And MasterCard invited me.
Wow.
I said, oh, the Champions League, Inter Milan is playing with Manchester City.
Oh, wow.
And it's happening in Istanbul. What are the chances?
What are the chances? Of
and then
course.
I said, okay, do I get a ticket? He said, yes, you get a ticket. I said, one more request. You
which
asked
one?
Me, you know, how much my life has changed.
And of course, those are the perks, you see.
I said, one more request. Can my son walk to the stadium?
No, with the team.
With the team.
Wow, he did?
He said, we'll make it happen. And so I went. We were there for two, three days. It was Father's Day week, I think. And my son walked with the captain of Manchester City.
Oh, no.
In the stadium. It was magical.
Insane.
It's something I will never forget. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. In Istanbul, these two amazing teams is playing. And my son was there. I will always be thankful.
Now, are you still into politics? Like interested in politics? Or?
I'm not actively political, but I have very strong opinions on things.
What do you think about what's going on in the states right now and the election?
The election.
Year?
Okay, so another crazy time.
Con Verizon, mantenerte conectado con tus seres queridos es más fácil de lo que crees. Obtén llamadas a Latinoamérica por nuestra cuenta con Globo Choice por 3 años con una línea nueva en ciertos planes al Unlimited. Después, solo $10 al mes. Elige entre 17 países de Latinoamérica como la República Dominicana, Colombia y Cuba. Visita tu tienda Verizon hoy. Escoge uno de 17 países de Latinoamérica y agrega el plan Globo Choice elegido en un plazo de 30 días tras la activación. El crédito de $10 al mes se aplica por 36 meses. Se aplica en términos adicionales. Se incluye hasta 5 horas al mes al país elegido. Se aplican cargos por exceso de uso.
Comes. The part that I'm worried about is the conversations about refugees, immigrants, and people.
It's going to get tougher.
Tougher. A lot of wrong information. A lot of, a lot of topics that is going to involve the future of humanity and communities and people. I worry about those things. But it's democracy at the same time. I celebrate it. It's an enormous amount of trust in the American system that I do.
You do trust?
Works out.
What do you think of Middle East war and Russia?
Most of these things are avoidable. And I spend most of my time, Adele, in making yogurt and innovation and brand. The other 30% of my time is I go to places where the most troubles are. You know, I'm in the border of Ukraine and Poland. I'm in the border of Venezuela and Colombia. I'm in the border of Turkey and Greece or Jordan, where people are displaced because of the conflicts. And if you look at all these conflicts, they're all avoidable before it starts. You know, millions of people in Syria suffering. It would have stopped. It would have been waste earlier, could have been stopped. Or you look at the war in Ukraine, it could have been avoided. The human suffering is the same. In Turkish we say we go in three steps forward, 2 steps backward.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that we are, as a humanity, going forward, even though it doesn't feel
Do you
like
think
that.
So? Because something is going very wrong, no, in the world. I mean, right I now know. It's very chaotic.
I know.
Maybe we
the
need that.
Negativity
like
is louder.
Yeah.
Good people are. I always say the good people need to learn how to be a little bit louder. But if you look at hunger, you look at child mortality, you look at income. How many people are getting out of poverty in certain areas. Definitely numbers are going in the right direction. But these wars could be avoided.
Yeah.
And these sufferings could be definitely avoided. And unfortunately, the world is not united in that sense.
Too many interests,
yeah. And that's why I really believe the businesses are acting like businesses that acting right are the true change makers in humanity going forward. And the businesses are, existence of businesses depends on consumers who are buying goods and services from those businesses and the employees who are joining to those businesses. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in this world, they're both very opinionated and their opinions are pretty good, forward leaning, especially the young ones. So the businesses are making the right decisions and acts for environment, for humanity, are the ones going to be tomorrow's companies.
Do you support any startups or something?
I do Chobani Incubator.
Ah,
it stopped during the pandemic. We're just starting again. And Chobani Incubator is, I started 5, 6, 7 years ago, before pandemic. Is every year, it became one of the most popular food incubator in the country on food
great.
Space. Yeah. I said, what can I do? I realized that if I share what I learned on my journey, it would be one of the best gifts. So I pick founders that they have ideas, and I personally get involved, and a handful of them, we bring them into Chobani. We keep them for 4 months. We give them the seed money, and we open all our doors. And anything we learned along our journey is their knowledge. They can learn engineering, manufacturing, food safety,
wow,
sales, marketing. And then we support going forward as well. We take no, we don't take
no any, revenue nor nothing.
We don't take any stake. We don't take any percentage.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's just paying forward.
Exactly. You know, pay life. Pay life. Right.
Fiesta Americana Travel Tea presentó.
Pitaya.
Con Verizon, mantenerte conectado con tus seres queridos es más fácil de lo que crees. Obtén llamadas a Latinoamérica por nuestra cuenta con Globo Choice por 3 años con una línea nueva en ciertos planes al Unlimited. Después, solo $10 al mes. Elige entre 17 países de Latinoamérica como la República Dominicana, Colombia y Cuba. Visita tu tienda Verizon hoy. Escoge uno de 17 países de Latinoamérica y agrega el plan Globo Choice elegido en un plazo de 30 días tras la activación. El crédito de $10 al mes se aplica por 36 meses. Se aplica en términos adicionales. Se incluye hasta 5 horas al mes al país elegido. Se aplican cargos por exceso de uso.